Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that big Ruben? Ruben stuttered. He had a nice little run.
He had a run, yeah. That 20 years ago?
Wait a minute, is he from here? No.
I don't know where Ruben Sutter is from.
Yeah, I'm a fan of where Ruben.
Yeah, you look up where Ruben Sutter is from. You know what? Our next guest might know. I mean, you know, I never put it past him.
He actually very well might.
He might know. Elliot Shore Parks joining us right now to talk all things Eagles, and I'm sure he has a take on Bryce Harper and this idea that I'm being told today that the Phillies should pay him a financial apology. It's ridiculous. Good morning, Elliot. How we doing?
What up, Al?
Man, I suggested Kyle to play that song. It's even better than I remember it. What a absolute classic.
Not bad,
song.
Yeah.
It is a good song. You know, Ruben could sing.
It's a great song.
Can we find out where he's from?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's from Birmingham.
That's
Alabama.
Not Philadelphia.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Not the Midwest.
Maybe the Midwest.
It's the Midwest, though. It's the Midwest.
Elliot, how we doing on this bye week? We haven't spoken in a while, so where are you right now on the state of the Eagles post-trade deadline? What did you make when you added it all together, Elliot, what they did here the last week or so?
Yeah, I actually can't believe how good I feel about where the team is at right now. I can't decide if it's just delusion or not, but if you would have told me 3 weeks ago I would feel as good about the Eagles as I do right now, I wouldn't have believed you. But the reality is, the past 3 weeks have been awesome for the Eagles. The division, I know you guys raised the banner. It's essentially over, right? They're division champion. Mm-hmm. I think they did have a good trade deadline. The more you learn about Jalen Phillips since the trade, the better I think the acquisition is. He's arguably been a top 15 edge rusher in the NFL this year. Could he get hurt? Of course he could. But if he's healthy, he should be a difference maker for the team. But really, I think what has settled in over the past 3 weeks, and maybe it's something I should have known already, but really has been hammered home to me just watching the team. This coaching staff is a weapon. I think there's an argument the coaching staff's the number one reason they win, right? And they improve as the year goes on. And so I'm confident that in these next two games that are definitely tests, you'll see the Eagles come out and play really well. So with how poor they were to start the season, I can't believe I feel as good as I do.
All right, so you mentioned the next two games there. And it's interesting how you feel this strongly, because I think a lot of people agree with you that they're trending in the right direction. They're going into these games rested and healthier and with some additions in the trade market. Elliot, I'm going to give you two numbers. You tell me your reaction to them, because I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, maybe even feel like it's a little bit of disrespect. Elliot, Monday night in Green Bay, the Eagles are a 2.5-point underdog to the Green Bay Packers. And then on the look-ahead line, which could change based on this week and injuries and all that, but you can look ahead and see what the line is couple Sundays from now, they are only a 1.5-point favorite here in Philadelphia over the Lions. What do you make of those two numbers? 2.5-point underdogs against the Packers, 1.5-point favorites here against the Lions two Sundays from now.
Yeah, so the Packers line to me, I agree it can be viewed as disrespect. I also think it's a bit worrisome. Like, to me, they want people to bet the Eagles with that line. Like, they want the public to look at that and go, oh, wow, that's like, you know, the Eagles are better, and bet the Eagles. And we know Vegas doesn't lose often. So the line to me is worrisome. In terms of the following week, that's not surprising. I mean, I think the Eagles and the Lions are clearly the class of the NFC. The Rams have been playing well, but I'm not a believer in Matthew Stafford late in the year, right? I mean, he has to stay healthy. They're probably going to have to go outside. We'll see where it ends up playing out, but I'm not as into the Rams as I am the Lions. So I think the 1-point line 2 weeks from now makes sense, but I do think the line against the Packers is a bit of a worrisome line.
Elliot, what's your thought on the two corners the Eagles brought in here, Michael Carter and Jaire Alexander? Look, the Carter one, at first it was like, well, what does that mean? Now, the more I think about it, maybe it's more for depth and they could use him in different spots, maybe even safety, how we mentioned a couple days ago. The Jair Alexander one, I can't wrap my mind around what it's going to be. I mean, I guess there's clearly an upside, right? And it's low risk, and he's been a great player at one point in the NFL. It's just bizarre to me that he couldn't get on the field for a Ravens defense that needed help.
Yeah, so I think the secondary is easily the most concerning part of this team, especially after acquiring Jalen Phillips, Brandon Graham coming back, Nolan Smith coming back. I actually feel really good about the pass rush and where they're at. The secondary is the major concern. And, you know, Jair Alexander, to me, like, he is a shot in the dark. Now, that being said, he has played high-level football recently when he's been on the field. Last year, he played well when he was on the field. The year before, he was one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL when he was on the field. The key is just, why wasn't he on the field in Baltimore? Is it a health thing? Did he not fit their system? Like, what was it, right? So I think counting on Jair Alexander to be a difference maker for this team is not a smart way to go about it. Like, I think the expectation should be zero for him. But I would bet, like, privately, if you put Howie on a lie detector test, he does have some hope that he can come in here and play well. He's going to be back with Christian Parker. He's going to be around, not in the secondary so much, but there is talent on that Eagles defense. Maybe a change of scenery works. So the expectation should be zero, but I can see why they would have some excitement about him.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. When you look at this team, and I know we've been on the bye, but how do you think this rotation is going to go as far as the defensive ends are concerned, especially now that we got BG back in the fold and look like he's going to play Monday?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, it sounds crazy to say, but Brandon probably came back thinking he was going to play, and I think he will. But, man, that bottom of the rotation there at edge, is there's real competition there. I think Jalen Phillips is clearly their number one edge. He will play the most snaps from here on out at edge, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. After that, I would say it's either going to be Nolan or Jalix Hunt. An interesting part of the Jalen Phillips-Nolan Smith combination is they have both played exclusively on the left side of their field, on the left side of the field in their career. Neither of them have played any snaps of a meaningful note on the right side. So, you know, you can say, well, we'll just put one of them on the right, but that's like acquiring two point guards and saying one can just play shooting guard. Like, sure, maybe they can, but you don't acquire him to then change the position, right? So we'll see how they do with that. But I think those are going to be the top three guys. After that, it gets interesting. Like, Josh Uche has played good football for them this year. It would be, you know, the cruel reality of the NFL to see him go from playing snaps to all of a sudden being behind Brandon Graham and Jihad Campbell. But that might be what's about to happen. And we haven't even brought up Azeez Ojulari, who I know is on IR now and probably not going to play again. But, like, they gave him $3 million too. So they have a lot of guys there. I'll be really curious to see what they do with that fourth spot. My guess initially would probably be Uche and Brandon Graham splitting those four snaps, with Jihad Campbell slowly starting to dip into them.
All right, so I'm glad you brought up Jihad Campbell's name. Elliot, I feel like it's kind of the under-talked about thing based on what they've done and what is going on with injuries and guys coming back. So Jihad Campbell started off the year great. Looked like a defensive rookie of the year candidate. And I like his trajectory and think he's going to be a great player. But then we thought maybe, oh, with Nakobe coming back, he'll play more edge. Well, they went and got Brandon Graham. They went and traded for Jalen Phillips. Here comes Nolan Smith soon back from IR. So it doesn't seem like there's as many edge snaps out there for him. And also Nakobe is back, and Nakobe has looked pretty good the first couple weeks. Elliot, if you had to guess down the stretch of this season, forget injuries. I'm not exclude that because that would change things. If everyone's healthy, who do you think plays more snaps at inside linebacker, Nakobe Dean or Jihad Campbell?
I think it'll be Nakobe. And I think another way to look at this is late in the year, or even this week, right? Like, they're going to be playing big-time games where late in the game, they're going to have big-time downs where they need their best players out there. I think as of right now, Jihad will not be on the field for those downs. I think it'll be different edge players, and I think for the most part, it will be Nakobe. I think Nakobe coming back has clearly been a positive for this team. He's played well, and he's helped them. And, like, I can't fault the Eagles for taking Jihad off the field if the players that they have on the field are playing really well. But also, like, actions speak louder than words, and we can all, like, say, well, there's this reason for it, and there's this reason for it, and there's probably truth to it. But the reality is he's their first-round pick that was playing almost every single snap, and his snaps have been dramatically decreased each of the last four weeks. So I think they're still very high on Jihad. I think Jihad does have a bright future. But, like, it is what it is. He's clearly coming off the field, and I don't think that's going to change.
Elliot, does it concern you that the Eagles are going into Lambeau off a Packers loss? Does that particular part of the spot concern you that they're a good team? Maybe not great, but they're a good team coming off a loss.
Yeah, I think it's not ideal. Like, you would have rather had them win the last game. I don't think there's any argument to that. Like, why would you want them needing to win the game more than they did before? That being said, I do think with the Packers, it's been, like, 2 years now almost of us all saying, well, the Packers are really good. The Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC. They're really up and coming. And they have not met those expectations. I mean, think of the expectations we place on the Eagles. They're 6-2. They're the top seed in the NFC. They're one of the Super Bowl favorites. And we still don't think they're good enough. With the Packers, they're like, what, 5-2-1. They lost to the Browns. They lost to the Panthers. They barely beat the Cardinals. They tied to the Cowboys. And we still talk about them as a legit Super Bowl contender. So they are good. Like, they're certainly capable of beating the Eagles. But I think there is a clear difference in class between these two teams. The Eagles are an actual elite Super Bowl contender. And the Packers right now are closer to frauds than they are contenders.
And they're banged up with Tucker Kraft, probably their best weapon, out for the rest of the season. Elliot, let's end with this. We started the show today. Baseball free agency starts later today, and the Phillies have a lot of decisions. But Hugh Douglas over here thinks the offseason could start with a Bryce Harper contract extension as a financial apology. Elliot, your take on the idea of the Phillies paying Bryce Harper more money this offseason?
Yeah, if they paid Bryce Harper more money this offseason, it would be one of the more embarrassing days in the history of the franchise. I mean, to go and do that for Bryce when he has had disappointing years, and really there's no reason to do it other than the fact that his feelings are hurt, that would not be a good look for the franchise. I also think that the reality in the meat of this conversation is Bryce is not a player you build around anymore, right? Like, 2 years ago, everyone would have said, just pay him. He's still an elite player. They're coming off the world, going to the World Series. Now, he's not somebody that they should take into consideration when making really any move at all. Like, he's a good player to have on the roster, but I'm not paying Schwarber extra money to try to capitalize on Bryce's window. I'm not signing a first baseman because Bryce plays first base. So, like, they should not do it. But to Hugh's point, they have put themselves in such a horrendous pickle where, like, I think they might have to, but they absolutely should not.
It is a pickle. I agree with that.
Elliot gets it.
Yeah, but he's also right. It would be embarrassing.
Embarrassment can't factor in.
Sure,
like,
can.
No, it can't. Because public opinion doesn't matter. Well, this is about what's best for the team.
Public opinion doesn't matter. This team signed this player off a poll on the morning show.
Does not matter.
All the Phillies have is public opinion. They don't win in the playoffs.
Well,
right?
not anymore.
That's changing.
They've lost it.
That's strong.
No, but I'm saying, like, all they have is, like, Red October is exciting. Listen how fun it is at the ballpark. Like, that's what they have. So, like, signing Bryce is not a good baseball decision.
No,
giving him more money is not good for the team. But, like, what the Phillies are right now is not a true contending team. So, like, ultimately, you got to pay just for it to be fun and have people go down to the ballpark. And, like, I don't think they should do it. But, man, they have put themselves in quite a tough spot where they might have to, unfortunately.
Is it bad for the team, though? Like, will it kill them?
To give them some more money?
Of course it's bad for the team.
Well, I don't agree.
Well, I think there's two parts there. Is it bad? Yes. Will it kill? I mean, I don't know.
It's not going to hurt them at all. But we're talking about 2 years,
First of all, it is going to hurt them because there is we can say there is no salary cap
there
in
isn't.
Baseball. There is clearly a self-imposed salary
there is,
cap
yep.
with the Phillies.
Okay, well, right? That's a separate issue then.
Right, but we all agree they have one.
Issue.
Yeah, we all agree
it's
they have
the
one.
Issue.
Yeah, and Elliot, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for hopping on, and we'll talk to you Monday for the pregame show. It's going to be a fun one.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. We'll talk to him Monday for the pregame show. He'll be at Lambeau Field for the game.
The self-imposed salary cap is what, like... That's a separate issue because if they want to compete with the Dodgers and these other teams, then they have to get rid of that.
Right, all right, I agree with you, but we all realize they have a budget. Like, let's just use a real life example.
But they can change that.
They can.
Like, all they have to do is say, "Guess what? No more budget." Like, this isn't like they don't have to jump through any hoops to do this. All they have to do is decide that they're not gonna have a budget.
Sure, but they have one. Like, every dollar they spend is a dollar they can't spend somewhere else.
Okay, change it.
Well, that's fine. But you know what? How about this? I'll meet you guys in the middle. If the Phillies come out and or it gets reported, they're gonna bump their payroll up to Dodgers levels. They're gonna go to $400 million. Then I would bend on this a little bit because whatever. They have a lot of money to play with here. They haven't ever done that, and I don't think they're going to do that. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly before we go back to the phone lines here. Hugh, asked Elliot a question there. Curious where you come down. Does it concern you that we're getting the Packers off a loss? It does concern me.
Well, they had a lot of talk. And I can't remember what the last time when – I think they won the game after they had the we got a chance to go undefeated.
Bravado. So they lost the game because the guy said it on like a Friday, and then they lost the Browns.
Yeah, the Cleveland.
So you're saying what happened the next week? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I'm trying to say like this is a big game for them.
Yep.
And, you know, this is one where when you talk about seeding, it's very, very important. You know, and it's there. I think that, yeah, you are concerned about that because you all week long, Joe, you've heard about, you know, where you said this wasn't a trap game. And you've had to answer those questions. Now you got the Eagles coming in, and they're coming off of their best game of the season. So, yeah, it's a little concerning because we feel comfortable about what we saw. But there's a lot of people out there that don't know if it's real what we saw.
Yeah, look, I don't know how great they are or good they are, but we're going to probably get their best on Monday night.
Oh, yeah, they're
coming
off to play. Yeah, and you know, Micah's out there. He's going to be trying to do Micah things.
Yeah. And I think that was – I don't know if it changed by the end, but at one point in the fourth quarter, they had a graphic up. I was watching the game. It was the first time in his career he had zero pressure. So, like, Micah's coming off maybe the worst game of his career. So he's – obviously going to be motivated.
And look, I know if we put that question out there, everyone's just going to want to prove just that they're the biggest Eagles fan in the world and be like, oh, we're going to take anybody. But like, just ask yourself, would you feel better if the Packers were coming off of a win?
Yeah, I would.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, because then
you don't want them to be desperate or hungry or like, or you know, you don't want to add motivation.
Well, their season starts to teeter if they lose to the Eagles.
Right.
I mean, and they know that going into the game.
They cannot take two losses in a row. Especially to two NFC teams.
So they'd be, what, 5-3-1 if they lost this game?
And it's a home game. I mean, it's not a good spot for the Eagles.
Well, no, I mean, just think about their season. They'd be capped at 12 possible wins if they lose this game to the Eagles. I don't think that's going to get the number one seed. They have to win out, basically, to get the one seed. So they're in a bad spot if the Eagles could take them down Monday. They're going to be extra motivated. It's not ideal. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And if you're just hopping in, as we talk to Elliot there, we have a great pair of prizes to give away today. Two, not one, but two four-packs. To join us, we're going to the game. The midday show is going out to a Flyers game. Flyers Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd. It's a 7:30 puck drop, Xfinity Mobile Arena. Can't wait to go to the game with everyone. So we got 2 4 packs of tickets. The best two answers. So we'll have two winners today. But the best answers we get to the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for. Because if the Phillies end up paying Bryce Harper more money because Dave DeBrassi got all honest and chesty at a press conference, it's a pretty dumb reason to pay more money. What was the dumbest thing you've ever had to apologize for? Eric in South Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Eric. What's up?
Eric?
I'm disappointed.
In?
In Harper's contract. He's averaging over $23.5 million over the next 4 years, and he's asking for more money. And he hasn't won anything, and Trey Turner hasn't won anything either, and they're all just asking for more money. So...
Well, so I don't think Trey's asked more money, but Eric, Bryce
just said lump him in there.
Bryce did. Bryce, I mean, this happened a couple of years ago, and I think it's kind of been bubbling under the surface here. Look, Eric, players can ask, players do that kind of stuff all the time. It's for me, the idea of the Phillies actually doing it, that's where I draw the line. Like, it just would be, to me, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. You're a declining superstar. Why give him no money? You have no prospects that make everybody's eyes pop, so the future of the team is bleak.
Well, and
in my opinion.
Yeah, it might be. We'll see. I mean, I have some hope for some of these prospects, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us know if they've got a great, great future here. The thing for me is, Eric, they gave him a 13-year contract. He signed it. Like, you don't just get to say halfway through, I want more money. No, you signed up for this contract. Eric, what do you got for us? What's the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
Being a Phillies fan.
Yeah, that one ain't going to win you a prize, brother.
Made me laugh. It did make me laugh, Eric. Funny, good though. Phone call. It got me to laugh. It's not top of the line for you?
No, that's not top of the line.
Okay, let's grab Mark.
Some juicy stuff.
Mark in Delaware. I don't know, people.
Some salacious.
How juicy can we get? What's up, Mark?
Normally, Joe, I don't agree with you, but I think it's speculation to pay Harper more money.
Now we're talking, Mark. It's about time you hopped on my side of one of these.
That's not right.
Let him cook. He's on my side. I'm good. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, on the other thing, Hugh, I want to compliment you, though, on Kiss the Baby. I think weeks ago you said the Chiefs were done.
I did. I'm a visionary.
He's still wrong, though, to be clear.
No, they're reveling a little bit, but we still got time for
they
that.
They are going to be fine.
They're the Super Bowl favorites.
They are the Super Bowl favorites.
They might be done.
They're not.
That's the story I'm sticking to.
Done?
Midwest, Joe.
That's all I'm saying.
No, they are in the Midwest. That is the Midwest. I agree with that. Mark, what's the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
So I was actually a best man at my high school friend's wedding, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was giving the toast, and I mistakenly named his ex-girlfriend instead of his new wife.
Oh, no.
Were the names similar?
Oh, my goodness.
No. Did they look similar?
Not at all.
Oh, God.
it was horrible.
Now, and this is a potential winning answer. Mark, had you had a few drinks in you at that point, or was this totally sober?
No. Everybody was drinking, obviously.
All right. Yeah. That gives a little bit, but not enough grace.
No. Do you think the wife is giving you grace because you were drinking at her wedding?
Not her. So
absolutely
it's
not.
Funny you're not allowed to come to the house.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, Mark, it's a great one. We'll get you in the mix for the 4-pack of Flyers tickets. I don't know how you recover from that. How do you... And I'm sorry doesn't cut it, right there? I mean,
You're not allowed at the house anymore.
Yeah. But are you allowed at the rest of the reception? Do you just got to see yourself out?
You probably should leave.
No, you start drinking more.
Yeah.
No, you got to go.
No.
The wife don't want you there.
No, but you're the best man. You can't leave.
Yeah, you go back to that open bar.
You were his best friend now that you're not. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You got to really hope she has a sense of humor.
You go back to that open bar and you double fist from that point on.
Yeah, I don't know too many wives would be okay with that. Because, see, like, women, like, I'm pretty sure her mind was racing and wondering why her name came up.
Like, is he still talking about her?
Yeah. See, that's the thing right there, man. So you can't, like, because she's looking at you every time she sees your face in her moment. Because you got to understand, a lot of women, that wedding, they've been waiting for that their whole life.
It's the best day of their life.
That's the best day of their life. So when you say that, her mind's racing. And every time she looks at you, either she's going to want to punch you in the face or she's going to want to punch him in the face.
Well, and then the poor husband, he's collateral damage.
Yeah, so you got to go.
It's a grave mistake. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
You can't show your face, man. You
got to double down on the drinking.
You got to go.
I feel bad when I just forget someone's name, like a person I've met a few times.
Look, and then here's...
You do?
I do feel bad. I mean, I'm bad with names. Faces, I'm good. I'm bad with names.
Well, think about it this way. You do that. You go hit the bar. You start double fisting. By the end of the night, if you're totally bombed, then all people remember you as at that wedding was just the bleep-faced guy.
Yeah.
And then you might get a little bit more grace. If they say that thing he did, they're like, well, he was totally bombed.
Yeah. Because you got to understand.
I think I just worked this out for you.
No, you didn't. Because I'm telling you.
It doesn't make up for it, but I think people will remember, he had the guy that had a problem. Remember he was saying the wrong words? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be he was really drunk.
Yeah.
The bridesmaid's going after you, too, because she's told the bridesmaids.
Well, that's fine.
And no, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
What's she going to do?
The bridesmaid, aren't you hanging out with one of them?
Well, you got to walk down the aisle.
No, your night is, any chance you had of having a successful night after that, it's done.
Yeah, no,
it's done.
You need to go home.
You are cooked. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the calls on all this. Plus, what Ben Davis said this morning on what he expects the Phillies' offseason plan to be. Offseason in earnest really begins today. Free agency begins today. Schwarber's a free agent. JT, Ranger Suarez, Harrison Bader now a free agent. Phillies did bring back an old friend. We'll talk about that. The show goes on as well. Plus, coming up, I'm going to give you my official free agency big board. The top five players I want the Phillies to go after this offseason. That's coming up. Your calls. 215-592-9494 on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, that's on me. Hey.
Yeah, it sure is.
Mm-hmm. This Veterans Day, Mattress Warehouse proudly announces that they're going to honor those who have served. And now during their Veterans Day sale, you can save up to 6% 6% warehouse-wide. I was about to say worldwide, but it's not. That's warehouse-wide. Plus, score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. You spend a third of your life in the bed, folks. If your mattress is weak, your recovery is weak. Take it from me. Make the step up to a better mattress now. And you'll feel better when you wake up in the morning. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology, you'll find the perfect fit backed by their signature 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing next day delivery, which is free, and 1 year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered, folks. Do what I did and upgrade your total confidence with your mattress. Now during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day sale, visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, is this Pat Benatar?
You're on your game today with music today.
It sounds a little upbeat, though. This don't sound like the original version.
Well, love is a battlefield. So.
Yeah, I know, but it don't sound like the original version.
Well, it is.
I remember this. Remember this video.
Yeah, it was the last time you watched it.
It's been a while, but
yeah?
The premise was kind of, like, when you think about it now, back in the day, that was a lot for kids to be watching.
Kids were watching it?
Well, because, you know, videos were hot back in the day, and, you know.
Remember when videos were the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are young.
Yeah, not really.
You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. You kind of missed that. I was the tail end. He was the beginning.
I think MVP was, like, in the morphing stage.
Yes. It was changing.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up the Pat Benatar video now. We'll watch that on the next break. All right, 215-592-9494. Yeah, we'll watch that next break. Ben Davis on this morning with the morning show as they were kind of starting up and revving up the conversation about the free agency period, right? And you know, this could go a couple different ways to the Phillies. They could choose to really focus their attention on running it back. They could focus their attention more on remaking the team. There's a lot of big-time free agents out there. Ben Davis asked this morning by Joe DeKemmer, what's more likely, bringing everybody back or kind of really reshaping this baseball team? Here is that back and forth with Ben Davis in the morning show.
That they run it back with a lot of the same players, because I think it's their MO. It's what John Middleton wants. He wants to win, and he thinks signing the big name guys are going to get him the championship. And I think Dave Dombrowski is... he's a big name go getter. So, I don't think it's the right call.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think it's the right call?
I agree with them too.
I mean, their offense just isn't good enough, and we've seen that since the reason they have not won a championship is because of their offense in the last so many years.
I agree with that.
It's not because of their pitching or their defense or whatever. It's they fail offensively.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That Ben Davis callback was brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse. With exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Next year when we submit for the Marconi, I just want huge transitions as the submission.
I'm sure Ben is thrilled that clip we played of it was sponsored.
He was sponsored. Good job, Ben. Did a good job.
Great job, Ben Davis. Well, now that we gave you credit for it, what's your take on it, Hugh? What's more likely, they remake this thing or they're going to really focus on bringing as many of their free agents as possible back?
I think Ben's on to something,
yeah.
Because we did it last year and we were frustrated, but we all bought in.
as the season progressed, let's be honest, we were all in. We were red Octobered out with everything being as it was because they did have a really good season. And Topper, that's why Topper was in the discussion for manager of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised at that. People are going to be upset. They're definitely going to be upset. But when you talk about some of the contracts that they have and potentially bringing Schwarber back, yeah, and giving Bryce some more money, by the way.
No, no.
That's what it kind of looks like. It looks like they're going to run it back. They have – see, this is the thing that I think we have to realize. They have a good baseball team. They have a contending baseball team. And that's why, you know, before we got to this point, I remember having a conversation with you, Joe, and I asked you how long was the Dodgers manager there before he broke through?
He got there in 2016 was his first year.
So he's been – and he had some rough ones. And they had some where they were right up against it.
Yeah, but they did make the World Series twice before he won it. We've only made it once with Topper.
Yeah, but he's made it. And they like Topper. And the fact – I think that the fact that he's up for manager of the year kind of adds weight to that. So we got to figure out how we're going to handle this.
Well, I think that part is important. You know, we talked about what was the word embarrassing earlier. Elliot said it'd be embarrassing to pay Bryce Harper now. Do the Phillies have to worry about the optics? I mean, we had to do an entire pledge this past offseason to get everyone on board with, you know, thinking about the season more than just October. If they run this thing back again fully, I think the Phillies have to worry about fans saying, wake me up in October.
Maybe.
There's going to be no buzz for the baseball team if it's the same team.
Yeah, until they start winning again. You know how this stuff is.
Yeah, that's how we go.
It does, but I think we'll get more of next year. Yeah, but, right? Like
we had that this year.
I know, but now it's another year.
But then we did this thing looks different. We, you know how we do these
things.
Well,
we'll talk ourselves into it. Saying from them, from a business perspective.
Some fans. Well, yeah. I still think they have no problem filling out the ballpark, everything. But, like, I don't agree with ever doing things because of, like, if Howie cared about the optics, Bryce Huff would probably still be here. They'd still probably be trying to make it work. Like, sure. We wouldn't get rid of Jalen Reagor, Carson Wentz. Like, sometimes you screw up.
Unless the fans are right. And on this one, maybe we're right. That this.
No.
Do you think this group, as is going to win the World Series next year?
The same exact team back. But, like, I don't even think people who say they're going to run it back believe that they're going
to
do that.
You know what? I forgot to add one part. Is Bader going to be a part of this run back?
Well, he's now a free agent. The way I viewed it, there's four big questions, right? It's Schwarber, it's Real Muto, it's Ranger, and now Bader's part of that.
Like, I don't think JT coming back. I'm sorry. I was thinking about
Schwarbs?
No, not Schwarbs.
Ranger.
No, not Ranger.
Bader.
The bad base running.
Castellanos?
Bryce Harper.
We're kicking into the curb, yeah.
Castellanos.
I was thinking about Castellanos.
Get him out. Now, unfortunately, he's under contract. The other guys
but
are not.
But
I think he might be moving.
I think what I learned from this playoff run is that we're not that far away.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
We're not.
See, like, that's the thing that you're going to have to try to sell the fans on, in my opinion. Because, let's be honest, the regular season, this is a good baseball team, a really good baseball team. It's that postseason. And I think that having Bader on here, it changed the dynamic just a little bit. But the bottom line was the story was still the same.
Like, do we think that the series against the Dodgers looks differently if we have a player that's actually an everyday outfielder that's not Nick Castellanos?
Yeah.
Or even if Bader's healthy. Okay. Well, like, so it's the little things around the margins that I still also believe are the reason why we lost the Dodgers series that I think could get us over the hump.
But there is an assumption to me in what you're saying that everything stays status quo. Like, how do I know? Are we getting the same Trey Turner season? I don't know. Are we getting the same Schwarber season? I don't know.
Probably not.
Now, the 90, where they went, 95, 96 games? A lot of that was because we had Zach Wheeler pitching at a super high level for 4 months. I don't know if that's happening.
We also had a trash bullpen for the first three quarters of the season.
So nothing's ever static, even though some of the players
could be. Like, some things might pick up. I think ultimately it might even out. You know, you might get a little less in some areas, but you might get a little more in others. Like, does Bryson Stott pick up sort of where he left off at the end of the season? You know, like, I don't know. I think I can be personally talked into just some minor improvements around the margins, and I would go in feeling like we have a really good chance.
All right, so my perspective is that I agree with you guys. They're going to probably run it back. I agree with Ben Davis. I think that is probably the most likely thing they're going to run it back. I think they need a boost. So I'm going to give my top five free agents on the market that I want. And I'm going to put it this way. I think to win the World Series, the Phillies need two of these names. I think the Phillies need to get better to get on the Dodgers level. I just think they're missing something. They're not good enough. They're not great enough. So I have five names I wrote down. These are my five free agents I want the Phillies to chase more than anything. And I think they need to have two of these players on their team next year, along with whatever's ready here under contract, like Bryce and Trey and all that. I think they need two of these guys. Number one on my free agent board is Kyle Schwarber. I mean, it's Kyle Schwarber. It starts and ends with him. He's the heart and soul of the team. He's the power hitter they need. You look at their numbers without him, their power numbers. It's hard to construct a lineup for me without Schwarber. I think he's going to age well. He's already aging well. He's number one. Number two is a guy I've wanted for years. That's Alex Bregman. Third baseman. He's a champion. He's had so many October games under his belt. And I think the upgrade to go from an Alec Bohm at third base to an Alex Bregman it would be enormous. He's a big game player. He's a world champion. And everywhere he goes, they win. Alex Bregman is number two on my list. Number three is Kyle Tucker. He's probably going to cost the most. He's in his prime.
He's number one free agent. Cubs, right?
Yeah. He did have a little bit of a down year because of injuries compared to what he's done in the past. So maybe he won't cost quite as much. But he would be a huge upgrade in the corner outfield. Number four, a guy that I think has actually become underrated is Cody Bellinger. He was an MVP when he was very young. And, his career's kind of bounced around. He went to the Cubs and then the Yankees. He could play the outfield well. He could even play first base if at some point Bryce is banged up or whatever. I like Cody Bellinger. And the fifth one is a name that's not a household name, but he's a really, I think, underrated player. Josh Naylor, first baseman. He ended the season with the Mariners. He plays defense. He can run, even though he doesn't look like he can run. He never strikes out. One of the best K rates in baseball. He's the kind of player I would say to Bryce, let's get back to the outfield and put Josh Naylor first base. So my five free agents are Schwarber, Bregman, Tucker, Bellinger, Josh Naylor. I need two of them in this lineup next year to go compete with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, one name, Hugh, I did not put is Pete Alonso. I know a lot of people are on the Pete Alonso thing. Look, he's good.
Tell him why you don't like Pete Alonso.
Well, I just think he's fat. He's going to age poorly. There are certain players that don't age well, right? Like they're not in great shape. And I think he's going to age poorly. I wouldn't be surprised in a couple years if he falls off very quickly. I don't want him. Plus, does anyone like Pete Alonso? Pete Alonso's annoying.
Nope.
I mean, look, if it comes down to it, there's nobody left and they need a bat, I'm not going to turn down 35 home runs. But do you want to root for Pete Alonso?
No.
I don't.
No.
We always talk about the weenie scale. He tips
in the wrong direction. Same take I had with Parsons.
Nope. He was
the Parsons is better than Pete.
The fist pump guy when he was here, right? Like when they swept us, right? He was the one that doing all of the.
He's a lot. He had the playoff pumpkin a couple years ago with the dumb Mets. All right, so it's Schwarber, Bregman, Tucker, Bellinger, and the underrated Josh Naylor. I need two of them in the lineup next year to make this thing go win a World Series. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking about Bryce Harper. Hugh Douglas thinks a financial apology is on the way. Kyle is signing off on this. And I am losing my mind. No, I would not pay Bryce Harper more money. Joe is up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
what's
Joe.
Going on, man?
Hey, I got off speakerphone.
Okay.
I agree with Joe. A contract is a contract. And what has Harper really, truly done? When he played for the Nationals, nothing. He leaves and they win the World Series. He comes to the Phillies. What has he done? Truly nothing. Yes, he won one MVP.
Truly nothing?
He went to one World Series.
Oh, okay. So truly nothing. Not just an MVP, the home run that sent the Phillies to the World Series. Truly nothing.
But they didn't win it, did they?
I mean, he's got a point.
So what?
Well,
was it his fault they didn't win it?
He did not have a great World Series.
One guy in a lineup of nine.
Yeah, he didn't have a great World Series for what it's worth. He didn't.
It's baseball.
I understand that.
Okay.
No, look,
it feels like we don't.
No, I think, I'm not saying I agree wholeheartedly with the way Joe framed his career. I think he's been a good Philly, Joe. But the idea of paying a player with 6 years left without any of those things, like without the World Series, without that, I can't do it. It is crazy. It's some of the worst business I've ever heard to give this guy more money. It's bad business.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's what a Phillies put themselves in that position.
Yeah, but doubling down on bad business?
Yes.
That's bad business.
To make him happy. He's not happy right now.
How about making me happy? How about that? Are we doing that? Okay. Joe, what do you got for us? What's the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
Okay. It just happened to me this Monday.
Oh, wow.
I'm a valet driver. I work at a Genesis dealership.
Okay.
And I took a loaner car. I went up to a guy's house. He had to go to the hospital because they were going to pull the plug on his brother.
Mm.
I get to his house. I give him the key. And the key's run. I have the car running. He gets in. He goes to the hospital. I drive back an hour and 45 minutes, and I get to the dealership. He calls me up. Hey, Joe, I can't start the car.
Got the wrong
I gave him the wrong key.
Oh, no. Joe, that is a tough one.
You had to say sorry for that? That's it.
How do you not say sorry, Hugh? Hugh, that's a big apology.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Joe, that's a tough one. It's a bad one. And, Joe, we appreciate you sharing the story with us.
Whew. These aren't as salacious as I thought they would be.
Yeah, they're more
I was
like,
expecting doghouse answers with the significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually want more of the. Look, we appreciate Joe sharing.
I think I would prefer we want to more lean salacious. More that way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just. I want to laugh.
Salacious. Yeah.
And I can't laugh at Joe's story. I feel bad for the guy. Yeah. I mean, that's. But that is giving the wrong key.
Yeah, it can happen because a lot of them. Those Genesis are some nice cars, too, but. I guess it was the keyless entry, yeah. Key fob.
Didn't you do this to someone recently?
I did my cousin like that.
Yeah.
He was way... but see, because he... he was out of... Like, he dropped me off at work, and he had to use my truck.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And I had my keys in my pocket. So right. He got the Chick-fil-A, like, somewhere in Lancaster, and was like, cuz, you got the keys? And I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. So he had to call an Uber... to get them to pick up the keys from here to take them where they were. And he told me the Uber lady was mad that she had to do it. He was like, but you knew what you were doing when you took the job. Because, like, I'm not an Uber driver. Some would argue that I am.
Well, no, you are.
But you know what the job is before you take it. And he said the Uber driver came, and she had attitude.
Well, why does an Uber driver need a passenger as long as they get paid for the ride, well, the drive?
They pick up food and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that she was really bent out of shape. She was bent out of shape.
So that's your takeaway rather than you screwing over your cousin
and
with the keys.
I was like, no, he was okay because we both, like, you know, normally I don't get dropped off at work. So it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
I have a key story that involved Jody McDonald once.
I threw my keys away before.
Well, we remember that. So one time, this was like 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
I was going to do a show, I forget what time, late at night, and Jody was on before me. And so I left home and I came in, and then I realized somehow I had taken both house keys. So like my wife and kids could not get in the house. Oh. They were locked out and I was here and it was like almost time to go on the air. So, you know, that's a tough spot, right? Like, do I have to like leave the shift? Do I have to, like, what do I do? So I ended up asking for a favor. Jody Mack brought my keys back to my family so they can get in their house. But that was an apology. I'd be like, I'm sorry. I took both sets of keys.
But he was going that way, though, right?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
It was very nice of Jody to do that. But I stole both sets of keys from the house. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, man. You know what? And I'm going to keep it real. When we going to start, we always talk about accountability. Right? We hold everybody accountable, including you, Bryce Harper. You dig what I'm saying? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man, for being so selfish, bro. I never thought you would be that type of person to be that selfish and thoughtless of just thinking about yourself, not your team, not winning, not what the owner has done for you since you've been here, man. That is totally selfish of you, bro. And it's not that we taking shots at you. We keeping it real. You went ice cold in the playoffs, man. For the third year, season in a row. Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to take a look at yourself, bro. You put yourself in the fan's shoes and the owner's shoes. Would you give yourself that extra boost right now? Put yourself in our shoes right now. Would you give yourself that extra little couple years of money? No, you wouldn't. Yeah. If you want to be honest with yourself. So look, man, just look yourself in the mirror and understand you have to improve. And improving is not giving you more money, man. When you, I told you last season, if you was to actually help us win the World Series, you know what type of owner we have. He would have gave you that money,
yep,
bro.
Yep.
He would have gave it to you. That's what type of owner. That's the type of man you work for. You dig what I'm saying? You don't have a problem doing that. And I want to say something about the Eagles real quick. Listen, man. Everybody, let's stop worrying. You heard Jalen, man, and I'm going to keep saying it because he said it, and I said it also. He got the list, baby. He's checking off the list. And certain teams is circle. And these next five, six teams is circle. You dig what I'm saying? And he's going to do what he needs to do in order to win, man. And we need to and what I want to say with these next teams, listen, man, we got to blitz these dudes, keep them quarterbacks in the box. You dig what I'm saying? And Jalen, I need your time to be on because you're going to have to get rid of that ball kind of quick against Green Bay. Because you know they're going to get in that backfield sooner or later.
Oh, it's a good point. Jalen can't hold the ball this week. And he's been better the last couple weeks, but Parsons is going to, he'll be a problem. And they have other good guys, too. So you're right. He's got to get rid of the football. Will, what do you got for us? Dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
Man, you know what? I did it twice on air, man. You know, normally when I give my hype speeches, I'm always on point with the spelling. But misspelling Eagles.
Well, I like that one. Misspelling Eagles is a tough look for
no.
That was tough.
That was.
At least he owned up to it.
You know what? He's apologizing, which
he always bounces back.
He does. You know, Will's someone. He's a red light player. You can count on him. Gary in Doylestown. What's up, Gary?
Gary.
Hey. So you can't give Harper more money. You just can't. I mean, could you imagine if Dabrowski or John Middleton or whatever went up to him and were like, hey, you didn't have that good year. We want some money back. How well would that go over?
Well, he would run to Boris and the Players Association in 10 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that ain't how it worked, though.
What do you mean that's not how it worked?
It's not how it worked.
Right, it's not. But because they won, they're not allowed to do that in baseball. They can't take the money away. They paid him. It's guaranteed. But Gary and Hugh... It's not how it works because it's crazy. He would get upset over it. And Gary, if he had 1 or 2 years left on the deal and he was still playing at a pretty good level, that's different. Then, all right, let's talk about this before we get close. He's got 6 years left on this contract.
Yeah, I don't want to watch him play when he if this is what he is now. I don't want to see him in 8 years. 10 years.
I think we forget the end of Ryan Howard was sad, right? Like he never left until the very end. He was here, and we watched a lot of strikeouts and at bats that, you know, unfortunately he just wasn't the same player. Gary, what do you got for us? A dumb reason you had to apologize.
So this was kind of like a weekend. I had to apologize a couple times.
this sounds like it's gonna be.
So we went out one night, me and my wife, and she got a little too drunk.
She got banged up.
Yeah, banged up. And
you're
going
to have to apologize for telling the story.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
Got the Irish flu that night. So I was taking care of her. And then my neighbor texted me and said, hey, you want to come over for some drinks? So I said, sure, because she was kind of passed out at that point. So I left her and went to my neighbor's house. Then she woke up looking for me had to come over. And was extremely pissed, needed help with, obviously, the Irish flu.
You thought she was out for the night, but she was not.
She was not.
Yeah.
And she let me know she was not. And so then she went to bed, and then she ended up being all right the next morning. I was supposed to go food shopping with her. Well, because I was out with the neighbor at his house, I stayed up way too late and ended up throwing up in the parking lot of Giant because I stayed out too late and I couldn't go food shopping with her anymore.
So not only did you not help her when she was sick, you got yourself so banged up, you threw up in the parking lot.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a tough scene.
Gary leaving some key information out of this story, Gary. I just feel like you leaving some key components out because when the wife came over, you kind of jumped around that story. You know you did. I'm gonna let you live though, Gary. But Gary trying to tell the story in a way where he ain't telling the juicy parts of the story.
Well, I don't. My wife still may be listening.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
He's
just
trying
saying.
Not to have to apologize again today.
I'm just saying, Gary. I heard that you trying to clean it up, but you telling the you not telling the juicy parts. We're gonna let you live though.
Probably smart.
Well, you know what? If Gary wins, he'll tell us the full story at the Flyers game. How about that?
I'll tell you the full story. Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like
Gary.
A good
phone call, man. We appreciate it. He's in the mix for the Flyers.
Did you see how he strategically tried to tell the story without really telling the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary. If you get these tickets, damn it, you telling that story. Man. I want the juicy details.
Throwing up in the Giant parking lot on a Sunday morning.
Yeah,
is
but
a tough
scene. But I think it got interesting when the wife woke up and came over to the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
See, that's where the party really started.
Well, she
started.
Was obviously upset.
Yeah. And Gary, you left that story out, but I'm going to let you live. Damon, if you win these tickets, I want to hear that story.
215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni as well. First time since the trade deadline. His press conference coming up. Your calls on the Phils. Bryce Harper, free agency starts today. And would you pay him more? I mean, Hugh Douglas over here talking about financial apologies to
financial
Bryce Harper.
Financial apologies.
How is no sound? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long around here at Hatfield. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essentials, sweet Italian sausage, to the Thanksgiving table, people. Check this out. You can elevate your stuffing game to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good, your family will be full all day long until it's time to eat Thanksgiving dinner. Find Recipe Essential sweet Italian sauce at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.